Guys, I am a big believer that truth is stranger than fiction, right? And well, it is the 68th Sydney Film Festival, and they have announced 12 new Australian documentaries selected to contest the Documentary Australia Foundation Award for Australian Documentary. Now, the winning film will be presented with $10,000 worth of cash. And this morning, we're joined by the Sydney Film Festival Head of Programs and Documentary Programmer, Jenny Naber, to chat more about it. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you were just saying you've been there for 30 years. You must have seen some amazing stories in your time.
It's been a roller coaster. The most extraordinary films over that time, filmmakers. We had Jung Bong-ho just a few years ago. And it's just been like a delight. It's hard work, but I've seen some great films, met some great people, and the changes in the industry too, going right through from VHS to digital projection.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. That is so true. Even just the technology around it all. Now, documentary can sometimes get a bit of a daggy connotation. And it's so unwarranted because truth is absolutely stranger than fiction.
That is true. And the stories are just like eye-opening. Like you follow these stories and you're like, wow. And somehow deep inside you, because you kind of know it's a documentary, it's truth, it makes it all the more kind of impactful. You know, it can be such an emotional experience to watch a film and a rewarding one too. We've got like films this year in the 12 titles that cover every topic you can think of.
Oh my God, yeah, run us through some of those.
So there's films about misogyny, so Strong Female Lead, which looks at the political and public treatment of Julia Gillard. We've got films about justice, Barraville Murders, about the three Aboriginal children who were murdered 30 years ago up in Barraville. We've got films about the impact of film, Television Event, which is about a made-for-TV movie, The Day After, which imagined the impact of a nuclear war on America. But also The Kids, which is about the making of Larry Clark's films, The Kids, and where those kids are now. And then we've got films about art, about the visionary artist Trevor Paglin, who looks at that kind of that grey area between the state and corporate surveillance.
Oh, wow.
And then we've got films about Jane Castle and her mother, who was one of the pioneer cinematographers in Australia. We've even got a film about John Shipton, his kind of public advocacy for his son, Julian Assange, which was made last year. Just an amazing, not so much about Julian's politics or anything he's done, but this father and son story, quite extraordinary. So I would say, like, you just, when we get the films submitted to the competition, we never quite know what the topics are going to be.
What you're going to get. I can imagine it's quite difficult in documentary deciding which stories make the finals, right? Because, like you said, you're deciding on true stories. Like, these are actual people's lives and stories. It's not like a fiction film where it's you know, you're deciding on someone's creativity. There's obviously an element of creativity in making a documentary, but these are actual people's stories and lives.
Absolutely. And often, because documentary makers aren't usually the best funded filmmakers in the country, they're often real passion projects.
Yes.
They're often made over quite a period of time. They're often made by pretty small teams. So you have to really take that on board and respect that too. And so, you know, when you see films that, like, for instance, The Fire Inside, which is about the bushfires, the 2019-20 bushfires, and the kind of impact of what happened in the community, but also what happened immediately after with the kind of trying to recover and then the pandemic hitting, pulling these films together, doing those interviews, must have been really traumatic, because you can just, when you watch the film, you experience what that community's gone through and their resilience. But to make a film like that must really take something out of you. So you have to kind of balance that alongside the fact that, you know, their filmmaking techniques and skills and their storytelling. And ultimately, it's kind of who delivers the best version of the story they're telling.
Yeah. Why is documentary less funded than Marvel Comics or something like that? Like, why is that? Is it because we can't merchandise off it or something?
Possibly. I suppose it's never had the big studios behind it in quite the same way. It's always, you know, it was always smaller in scale, I suppose. I mean, there are clearly some exceptions to that, but, you know, it's always been small in scale. It's often hovered into, you know, the area of like a social documentation, telling our own stories, rather than telling stories that can move us and inspire us and educate us and be so much bigger. All the things that, you know, the big feature films could do. They don't always do, but yeah, they could do.
Yeah. One last question before I let you go, Jenny. They were due to screen in August. That was the original dates. We're hoping maybe November. Is that still on the cards at this point?
It's still on the cards.
Fingers crossed.
We're still crossing our fingers and toes and hoping, you know, for the filmmakers, for the cinema owners and the distributors and the audience. Everyone's kind of been in a little bit of a cinematic limbo, and it's been tough on everyone, I know, but I really do, you know, the cinemas are so much a part of what we do in terms of the stories in our heads, our memories, you know, what we do socially, and I'm really missing them, and I'm sure many people are too.
I agree with you, Jenny. I agree. Look, we will keep our fingers and toes crossed for that. And they sound like some amazing stories. Definitely worth checking out. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.